No loitering violators will be prosecuted. This sign at the post office is fastened securely to a brick facade column. As I park and prepare to tote my bag of books to be mailed, I take another look. No loitering violators will be prosecuted. Does this mean that it's okay to be a loitering violator? That maybe a fast-moving, aggressive violator is the kind authorities would prefer to pursue? I guess punctuation would help. Instead of all cap letters of equal font, there are other ways to more clearly express whatever it is the sign maker is trying to get across. What about no loitering? Violators will be prosecuted. We've seen this sign so many times that it is invisible to all but natural-born editors and proofers like yours truly. Besides, sitting on the curb right under the sign is a disheveled man who is soliciting money from all passers-by. The city's ordinance against panhandling is ignored, as is the loitering sign. I'm making no judgments here. It's acceptable to me for the man to solicit. It's also quite in the scheme of things for the city's sign shop to produce metallic embossed signage that no one notices. It just seems like busy work. Sign making for no purpose and panhandling rules that are unenforced. The 10-year-old inside me thinks it would be fun to produce and install official-looking signs, just to see how long it would take for officials to spot and remove them. What about signs like, "Prosecutors will be violated," or "Violators will be persecuted," or "Loiterers will be latte'd," or "Prosecutors must not loiter"? I agree that this little whimsical exercise of mine is somewhat time-wasting, but there are much worse things I could be doing than giving my imagination a workout in these times of what do I do next that would be productive or at least fun.